Netanyahu is serious about working toward peace.
I believe that he understands the legacy here, and he wants to be the prime minister who then went on to bring home all of the hostages. I think he gets it, but these coming few days will be really indicative of how much he understands that.
Kamala Harris will lay out her economic plan in a speech in Raleigh today. CBS News political analyst Leslie Sanchez will be watching closely.
Is it like a big balloon full of a lot of air, or is it something that's tangible, credible, that can move forward, move the country forward economically? And with the economy being the number one issue, breaking down exactly what those policies are going to be is critical for her campaign.
Donald Trump met with reporters at his golf club in New Jersey and blamed Harris and the Biden administration for grocery prices rising on everything from cereal to butter. A convicted murderer in North Carolina who escaped from custody during a ride to the hospital 3 days ago has been captured 110 miles away in Kannapolis. This woman works at the hotel where police caught up with Ramon Alston.
There was another lady that had checked him in. I'd seen him, you know, interacted with him, you know, hello, you know, being courtesy and everything like that, and no red flags.
Alston serving life for killing a child. A Category 2 hurricane Ernesto is gaining strength on a northern path toward Bermuda. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
Unfortunately, the current path for Ernesto is one that takes him right on up into a direct hit with Bermuda during the Friday night, early Saturday timeframe.
Civil rights leaders join President Biden at the White House next hour to sign a proclamation designating a national monument to commemorate a race riot that led to the formation of the NAACP. CBS's Willie James Inman from Washington.
In a statement, President Biden said the Springfield 1908 race riot national monument will help us remember an unspeakable attack on the black community and honor the Americans who came together in its aftermath to help deliver on the promise of civil rights.
A mayor in the South is facing possible suspension over a boozy move. CBS's Jim Crisula.
It may have been a tonic involving gin. The mayor of a small Georgia town has been indicted on charges that he illegally left a bottle of gin in a ditch for a state prison work crew. Thompson, Georgia Mayor Benji Cranford was arrested after a city council meeting and led away from City Hall in handcuffs.
Dow up 33. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's Halo organization is searching for a new executive director following Holly Anderle's recent resignation. The board says they're focused on finding a local candidate. Wisconsin delegates at the DNC will be passing through this weekend. The Democratic National Convention starts Monday in Chicago, with many taking the trip down I-94 to the Windy City. Civic media will have live coverage from the event. Waterford town officials have placed a police union steward on administrative leave amid an ongoing investigation. The suspension comes as the department operates without a chief and several other officers under investigation. The Racine Wastewater Utility is holding one of their collection events tomorrow. The effort allows people to get rid of hazardous items, aiming to protect the environment and public health. There's more about the event on the city's website. And Great America is set to debut a new dive coaster named Wrath of Rakshasa. It'll go up next year and features a 171-foot drop at a 96-degree angle. The ride will be located near the Demon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers host Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a 3-game home series tonight against the Guardians. At 72-49, Cleveland has the best record in baseball. The Brewers now with a 9-game lead ahead of the Reds and Redbirds, thanks to splitting the series with the Dodgers and a 6-4 win yesterday over L.A. Manager Pat Murphy.
Hopefully they grow from it. The young guys realize, wow, if I just do this over and over again, keep that discipline, that's competing. You know, and you got a chance to win tonight.
Christian Yelich having season-ending back surgery today in Milwaukee, wishing his team well last night on social media.
It's a great group of guys, and they're playing extremely well, and happy to watch them and see what they're going to do, and hopefully they can win the division.
NFL, Packers, and Broncos joint practice session today in Denver. Broncos head coach Sean Payton.
With Green Bay, we've kind of mapped out. I've had a chance to visit with Matt a couple times now. We've got the practice plans laid out, and we'll be ready to go.
At Sean Payton with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 82. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms, 78 on Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
WRJN. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sound of silence.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. And John Fogerty, about 3 weeks ago, he was up in Milwaukee. And you know what? If you want to see him in concert, you can always go on YouTube and check out his videos. Here with WRJN.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on. Get right.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Come around.
Share WRJN local news, timeless hits, and Brewers and Packers. It's kind of that weird time of the year where you got a little bit of both worlds, you know. Tonight, the Guardians with the Brewers, 7:10 is game time. Congratulations, by the way, to our Brewers winner, Christine Schultz, and Packers. This weekend, you can listen live right here at WRJN, 1200 AM. And let's see, we got a couple of other FM stations too. 99.9 Racine, 98.1 Kenosha. Listen live to the Brewers and the Packers this weekend here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matnair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matnair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Strikes and bites await at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Score big with great deals. One topping pizzas from Angry Brothers Pub for just $10. Plus, discounted lane rentals every Sunday in August. Be sure to sign up for fall bowling and volleyball leagues. Whether you prefer casual or competitive, there's something for everyone. Plus, Angry Brothers Pub has an amazing way to wrap up your work weeks in August. Buy one, get one half off for the signature Friday fish fry. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to apply.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day is Von Hassel Jewelers. Get 50% savings today only. Serving southeastern Wisconsin for over 20 years, Von Hassel Jewelers is your certified full-service jewelry retailer, appraiser, and custom designer. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and get a $100 gift certificate to Von Hassel Jewelers for just $50 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Hubert. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad and a pretty floating vine. Seven little bottles of love potion number nine. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Christian Yelich is out for the rest of what's left of the season. He needs surgery. Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. Elvis Appreciation Week all week long as we wrap it up today with the album Elvis Aaron Presley that will be given away. 25 years of Elvis's music on this album. It is unbelievable. Just the movie years, the concert years, the early years, the later years, it's just unbelievable. I want to win it myself, and they've got rules against that sort of thing. So it would sound kind of weird. I win. Sorry about all you other ones, losers. You know, that's that sort of thing. That's probably why they put the rules in place. Also, about another hour. Aren't you glad you're listening right now? In another hour, your chance to win, just so you know. As we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record number of people are working in Wisconsin, a little more than 3 million of us. The Department of Workforce Development says the statewide jobless rate for July was 3%, a little higher than 2.9 in June, but still lower than the national rate of 4.3%. 1,300 more people got jobs in Wisconsin last month. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee today. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Vance speaks at the Milwaukee Police Association headquarters. It's his second visit to Wisconsin since accepting the Republican VP nomination at the Fiserv Forum last month. He spoke to a small group at a factory in Eau Claire last week. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris and Democratic running mate Tim Walz plan to be in Milwaukee Tuesday. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's Halo organization has launched a search for a new executive director. Holly Anderle stepped down from the position earlier this month. The vice president of the board has stepped up to assume the role of interim executive director. The board says they're focusing on finding a local candidate who understands the Racine community and has both the passion for working with homeless individuals and the business acumen necessary for the role. Getting to a Summers shopping center is again a little easier, but maybe a little dangerous. The 35th Street entrance to the shopping area near Walmart is back open. When the DOT redesigned that area near Green Bay Road and Washington Road, the turn lane from the north was included. However, after several fatal crashes, the turn lane was closed down, and a study started to see how it could be made safer. A statement from the Summers Firefighters Union doesn't exactly endorse the move, and they're asking people to pay attention in that area. Only a select group can access a Racine event tomorrow. The Racine Wastewater Utility is holding its monthly household hazardous waste collection event only for City of Racine residents. It runs from 8 to 1 at the 21st Street Collection Center. And thrill seekers look forward to a new record-breaking attraction at Great America. The park in Gurnee has announced the Wrath of Rakshasa, a dive coaster scheduled to debut next year. The ride will feature a 171-foot drop at a 96-degree angle, claiming the title of the world's steepest dive coaster. It'll go up near the Demon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More scattered showers and storms are expected to fire up and swing by this afternoon and evening. Some of those could be strong to severe, bringing high winds, hail, and some heavy downpours. Otherwise, today, more clouds than sunshine, with high temperatures soaring to the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
What I say, American woman, American woman, said get away, American woman, listen to what I say, but when I'm hanging around my door, don't want to see your face no more, I don't need your war machines, I don't need your ghetto scenes, colored lights can hypnotize, sparkle someone else's eyes, now woman, get away from me.
Timeless hits. Tell a friend about WRJN. That's right. We're going to have you do our dirty work for us. If you ever hear the news, you hear a story you want to hear, the rest of the story, just go to our website, WRJN.com, and scroll down to news.
I've been crying, cause I'm lonely for you. Smiles have all turned to tears, but tears won't wash away. Won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see.
you want to know. problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call me. If you need a friend,
local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Bill Withers, Lean On Me. I'm Cindy Huber. Got Elvis. One last chance to win the giant Elvis Aaron Presley big box set of his music. And really 25 years of music on this thing. Everything that he has done. Just about everything. I got to make that disclaimer right there. And it's when you'll hear a movie clip of Elvis Presley and his young co-star, Jenny Maxwell, who later went on to have just a really sad ending to her life. But and I'll leave you hanging on there because I already depressed people last hour with it. I'm not going to depress you this hour. Actually, something kind of uplifting. Oh, but a little depressing as well. Angela Lansbury played his mother. Remember that little TV show that she had towards the end of her life? Angela, who just passed away in 2022, said that she remembered when they were on Oahu. They're sitting down at the hotel they're at the pool, just enjoying the beauty and everything. And she looked up and there was Elvis high up on like one of the top floors, looking out from his balcony, unable to come down because it was just too much chaos and people screaming and trying to get to him and everything. And she said she spent that whole doing the movie feeling bad for him. In a sense, she said he was so nice. He was so sweet, real considerate of everybody, but he couldn't even come down and be a normal person that whole time there in Hawaii because the crowds were just too much and he couldn't enjoy himself. He had to be separated from everybody at night and couldn't live like a real person. And she's like, I'm glad I'm not that famous. Well, anyway, your chance to win sometime next hour, the last chance to win right here in WRJN.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our show. shows, too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrow at chris.moreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day is Von Hassel Jewelers. Get 50% savings today only. Serving southeastern Wisconsin for over 20 years, Von Hassel Jewelers is your certified full-service jewelry retailer, appraiser, and custom designer. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and get a $100 gift certificate to Von Hassel Jewelers for just $50 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news, timeless. It's WRJN and Stuart J. Waddles coming up with local news. I'm going to tell you about that brand new roller coaster that's going up in Great America. Kind of really looking forward to that. Right. right after I get clearance from my heart doctor, of course. Mike Clemens with sports. CBS National News coming up.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. First big policy speech today from Kamala Harris as she now leads the Democratic presidential ticket. CBS's Weijia Jiang says it'll be about the economy, taxes, price gouging in an important battleground state.
These are just proposals, to be clear. These are not things that she can take action unilaterally if she were to become president, but she does have a lot of new ideas, really focused on cutting costs for the middle class and creating new economic opportunities, according to her team. And so she will spell out what those ideas are and how she plans to achieve them in this speech in North Carolina.